Hello?
Yes, hi, is this Matthew?
This is Francis. Well, here, I'll put that on.
Hello.
Wait, one second. It's hard to hear you on speaker, though, but. Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
is
No,
this
so.
Matthew?
Yes!
Matthew, I'm
Yes!
calling from Family First Care LLC. How are you doing?
Really well. Yeah, this will work. Come over here. I'm just trying to hear you. I'm walking outside. I've been trying to get in touch with you guys.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Barely. I'm trying to catch what you're saying. You're going in and out. Matthew, I'm
Okay,
calling
I'm
you.
walking into the store so you can hear me.
Okay. I'm
Oh, Dad.
calling you. Has the Area on Aging reached out to schedule an assessment with you?
Not yet. No, they haven't all done that yet.
Okay.
What's it? They
Have were you
haven't.
able to get
Why is she taking so long? Like, she says she can't hear me. Can you call me back in an hour? No.
No.
Call me back. I'll call you when she calls me. So,
Matthew?
this is Francis, the one that's helping Matt. Like, I'm help take care of Matt. So, that's
Okay.
why we're trying to get all this situated.
I
I'm
know
sorry, we're
that.
out talking. Can't really hear on your phone, on his phone.
Okay, I could hear you now, so let me just see what's going on here for a second.
I mean, and Matt has a
Okay.
hard time hearing, so that's why I'm sorry.
Okay. Was he able to get the award letter for Social Security?
No, tell him in the process of doing that now. No, we're trying to get the award letter.
Okay.
He's in the
And
process of that. And they said something about another appointment.
yes, that's what I'm reaching out to him about. Was it
Sorry, sorry.
scheduled?
No, it didn't get scheduled yet.
Okay, well, he needs to get that scheduled. Did he miss the phone call from them?
Oh. All right, okay. I didn't miss a phone call.
Okay.
I'm with him throughout the day. I don't remember a phone call coming through. And most of the calls were coming through my phone, and then they just stopped.
I
Like,
don't
I
know
thought.
why.
So Matt ain't, like, capable of doing a lot of this. Like, that's why I'm here to help him. So I thought that, like, the calls go to me.
Well, I don't have you. I don't even know who you are. I don't even have you on his case file.
What? Yes, I, we already did all. I mean,
You should
man, we
talk
did
to
all.
him
Like,
too.
wait, hold on.
I can't talk to two people at once. I can only talk to one. So who am I talking to now?
Speaking of Francis, and I'm on file, so you might want to have to look again.
I
Or
mean, I'm
unless you
looking
want to get.
here. I don't
Sorry.
see Francis.
One question. I'm sorry. I'm just a little frustrated. Like, there's a lot going on. Because
Okay.
I have so many other people reaching out to me. What about this home health care thing? Who am I speaking with? And is this the insurance? Is this an agency? Who is this?
Okay, so this
I'm
is
sorry.
the agency. This is Shira from
Agency.
Family First Care. Did we speak
Okay.
before?
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. Because I have a bunch of other agencies and stuff reaching out to us. And, like, it's confusing me. Trying to set
Yes.
up appointments. We're getting things confused with. Mixed with
Yes.
other appointments, so like we just got
That's why.
overwhelmed with calls,
Yes.
so I'm sorry.
That's why I always say, I always explain in the beginning that that's why it's important that you take down the names of whoever's calling you. And
Okay.
I did reiterate in the beginning my name, like I did say my name, I did say the agency name. We've been working together since the beginning of January, so
This is
you know
who
who I
I
am.
this is I was just making sure this was the official people I was speaking to.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
it is you, okay. So we had
Now,
other places confusing us. There was I don't know how our numbers got in this system, but it just picked up a bunch of other people.
yeah, so as soon as you start looking to get the services, what ends up happening, you get to kind of put down on a list,
Yeah.
and it gets like sent to agencies, and the agencies will try and call you to get the case.
I have a question real quick.
Okay.
I already started in an agency, so this is a different agency. So, like, I don't even know, like, the benefits of this agency. Like, I'm already certified in a whole different agency. So, like,
What
I was just
agency is
looking.
that?
It's CareChoice. It was previously called SaraCare.
Therecare. Okay. So yeah, we're
So,
not that agency. We're Family First Care.
I know that, but I was just reaching out to a different agency because I wasn't too happy with their services there, so.
Okay. So now that you know who you're talking to, that this is Family
Right.
First Care,
That's all. That's all I wanted to clarify. That's all. I'm sorry.
yeah. No, you're good. Okay, so is there any, do you still want to work with us? I mean.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Okay,
so
because I'll be very honest with you. If you're talking to other agencies, it's very hard for us to work with you just because we put in so much time.
I don't have no, I haven't, so my client I had, he had mental issues, so something with his medication, and then went to a facility, and I heard from him one time. So this is why, it's months ago, so I'm just trying to start over.
Got you. Okay, so what I would like to continue with is just helping Matthew get on to the waiver. Let me take down your first name, please.
I thought we were already on file with all this. So the guy that came out to the house said, okay, you're Francis McShorty, so everything can go through you. Who was the guy that came out to my house then?
So what must have been the broker.
Okay, yeah. So, and there's another appointment, right?
I'm sorry, is Matthew a she?
No.
Okay, because I don't know what's going on, but the notes here keep saying she, so I'm getting confused. Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely not she.
I know that. Okay. No, I just have to ask because the notes just look funny.
Yeah.
All right, so can I just have your name then?
I'm Francis.
So that, how can you spell that for me?
Francis.
All right, and your last name?
McShorley. McShorley.
Sorel?
Sorely. Sorely.
Sorely. Okay, and what's your contact information?
So, 445, area code 445-285-8128.
All right, and amazing. And all right, now, to continue and tell you what's going on a little bit, right now Matthew had his initial assessment. He's supposed to have a second assessment with the area on aging. Have they reached out to you?
Yeah. No, so someone said they were going to call us back, and we have two other numbers that we can't get a hold of nobody. Is there a direct line?
Well, is it my number?
Yeah, that would be, so we've been trying to reach out to you, but it's been, you have this other number.
I was out of town for a little bit, so I just got back in.
And there was a girl named Leah supposed to call me. She never called.
Who was that?
Leah. So you sent me a thing that I didn't fill out, but we need Matt approved first. So,
okay. And
you told me some girl, Leah, was going to call me, and she never did. You remember all this?
I'm wondering if that's coming from another agency. I don't remember.
No, so I made that clear. So when anybody called me, I canceled the call. So I just didn't even, I know
I
was
got a message from you, 823. I'm not sure what that was about. I'm going to send you a hi now. What does A23 stand for?
We're confused. What was it, A20? Oh, I remember. That was just a typo. It was something that just went through my, that was on there and got sent. It was nothing. Yeah, I remember saying that.
Now
that
you have the
yeah,
that's we didn't touch it for a can we
so is that the number I go to directly? Is that why you weren't answering?
Yeah.
Because I believe I called that number.
Well, you could try calling me again now. I could see if it can go through. But, like I said, I was out at the end of the weekend, so... I was in office.
Okay, so you want to talk to Matt and set up, we can set up the next appointment?
I think they have to do it.
I want to just first see what's going on here. I want to see if the information
here.
Was sent.
I'm
going
to let you talk to him.
Hi, this is Matthew again.
Hi, Matt.
Okay, I have a quick question. I know we're overwhelming you, but knowing it was, we were trying to call you, and obviously you said you weren't there, so that kind of threw us off, and that's what confused us. I have one quick question for you. I know I was supposed to get the award letter, which I'm going to do tomorrow. Now, I wanted to ask you, they asked me to see my doctor. Remember you were telling me about that? Did you ever send them the paperwork?
Yeah.
You said you were... Oh, you did send that paperwork. So, okay.
Yeah.
Now, back, Frank, I feel like this is going to go a lot faster and a lot better. A lot. But I can tell you, I've answered every phone call, and they have not set up a second appointment yet. That's why we're answering all these phone calls, because I feel like I have to, because I'm not sure if it's going to be that, if it's going to be for the second assessment or not.
Okay. So let me tell you who's supposed to be reaching out to you for the second assessment. It's Area on Aging.
Area on Aging.
Yeah. Now, let me see if I can give you a number to maybe you can call and get on top of it.
There you go.
Okay, we can do that. And I have a phone.
Let me give you the number. I'm gonna send this to Francis now. Send him the number for the
yeah.
Area on Aging, and you just
yeah.
call them and tell them you're looking to get scheduled with Area on Aging.
Okay.
Perfect.
So my job is to get my award letter, and we need to call Area on Aging.
I just received it.
And Francis got your text, so that's good.
Okay, I'm just gonna send you my name, and where I'm calling from, so you know have this, Francis. And listen, if you can't text me, if you can't call me for whatever reason, I may be in a meeting or something, just shoot me a text. I usually answer pretty quick, okay?
I promise you, this is going to go so much more smoothly now that this is going on, right? Like,
so,
you think?
Such a headache.
We were going crazy. Like, we really thought we were nuts.
We're
answering every phone call, and like, we're ignoring
yeah.
people. Well, I promise you, well, this is going to go so much better now.
Okay, so... now let me just tell you one more thing. Give me a call back, or Francis, shoot me a text whenever Area on Aging is all scheduled, okay?
Okay.
I'll follow up with you guys tomorrow, and keep me updated on where you're holding with the Social Security award letter.
Okay, I'm going to get the letter, and thank you so much. I promise you, it's going to be a lot. I feel so much better now. My blood pressure was so high over this, you don't even know.
I'm sorry.
I'm
the
serious.
Last thing you want is for you to have any stress with any of this. Really.
Well, I just don't want to, you know what I mean? I didn't want to go through somebody else, and I was getting so confused, but I feel so much better now. All right, well, listen, we'll be contacting you for tomorrow, either way.
You got it. All right, we'll be in touch.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.